I'm Chris Hickey, KUAR News. Last year, Arkansas saw the largest single-year increase in its prison population in state history. The spike was largely due to the reincarceration of large numbers of parolees after new, stricter rules were set regarding those who violate the terms of their parole. While the influx of inmates has driven calls for a new state prison, there's also been a push for the state to do more to cut back on recidivism. Here's my report. Before 28-year-old Timothy King was convicted of second-degree murder in 2009, he says he spent the majority of his time running with the wrong people.
There was a night at this one party where a guy was cutting himself and trying to throw blood on people, and I asked him to leave, and he wasn't happy about it. And from that point on, the next few nights, he was openly threatening me and my wife at the time.
King says the threats escalated, leading him and a friend to send a violent message.
We had decided that it was, you know, it was a brilliant idea to go take him out to this field and, you know, rough him up and let him know, you know, not to be coming to our town and all this. And then it went too far, and the guy I was with, he ended up killing him with a baseball bat.
King and his accomplice were convicted of killing 20-year-old Justin McKinney in a rural part of Faulkner County in 2007. King received a 30-year sentence. He'll be eligible for parole in 2016. Every year, somewhere between 6,500 and 7,500 inmates are released from prisons in Arkansas, with $100 in their pockets and sometimes a bus ticket. But assisting inmates in their successful return to the community, also known as the reentry process, has been a struggle, says Sheila Sharp, director of Arkansas Community Correction.
We feel we're responsible for reentry in the state, and I don't believe there's been as much done as needs to be done.
Sharp was appointed last year after controversy surfaced surrounding the repeat violations of parolees, like absconder Daryl Dennis, who was charged with the killing of a teenager in Little Rock. Sharp says the resulting enactment of harsher rules for parolees was essential for public safety, but
there should be other alternatives, less expensive alternatives than the higher-cost prison beds.
It currently costs the state more than $60 a day to keep an inmate behind bars. Finding alternatives to incarceration led the Arkansas legislature to pass Act 1190 last year. It called for a plan to better reduce recidivism and foster more cooperation among state agencies and among community and faith-based organizations that already help former inmates reintegrate into society. Arkansas Community Correction has several projects in the works, starting up a web portal called the Good Grid to connect former inmates with job opportunities, rehabilitative services, and transitional housing. It also hopes to establish new reentry centers and provide a volunteer mentor for every inmate who leaves prison.
A lot of these guys are out of touch with society. They've been in prison 10, 15, 20 years, or 4 years, 5 years at that. And yet, the world has changed from what they knew it.
Scott McLean is the executive director of Pathway to Freedom, where mentors are a staple.
You're helping them as a guide. You're helping them reacclimate themselves slowly back into society and not creating more crime victims.
At the Wrightsville Hawkins unit just south of Little Rock, 200 male inmates reside in barracks while participating in the program's 18-month pre-release stage. They attend a full slate of classes focusing on employable skills and personal development.
If you have no fear of reentering society and you have this attitude, well, I ain't coming back, ain't no way I'm coming back, but you're not totally prepared for what society's going to throw your way because you're going to have a lot of freedoms, and most of you, or a lot of you, are not used to freedom. Freedom consumes you to the point where you make irrational decision making. You could find yourself back here in prison. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Privately funded nonprofit describes itself as a Christ-centered holistic service program, though a qualifying inmate of any religious or non-religious persuasion is welcome to participate. Among the 73 who've paroled out of Pathway to Freedom, McLean says there has been a 13% recidivism rate, which is significantly lower than the state's latest overall figure of about 43%. For Timothy King, who goes by Ty, the social, personal, and professional skills he's gained has led to a better grasp on life inside prison, as well as a plan for life outside.
Now that the program has given me these tools, I don't have to fear those unknowns anymore because I know I can make rational, good decisions. And even if I'm unsure about something, I'll have mentors and I'll have Scott that I can contact and say, what is your opinion on this, and actually get some good direction on that rather than before trying to cut my own path and, ignore what everybody else was doing.
King says he looks forward to reconnecting with his family and working with his mentor upon release. He also hopes to start a graphic design business. Arkansas Community Correction hopes it can emulate the support structure that groups like Pathway to Freedom provide offenders like King, both in the pre-release and post-release phase of their lives. Chris Hickey, KUAR News.